We are doing the Netivot Shalom and the Parashat Shemot, and the topic is Mi Anochi Ki Elecha El Paro. Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Who am I that I should go to Paro?" Vayomer Moshe El Elokim. Moshe said to God, "Mi Anochi Ki Elecha El Paro? Who am I that I should go to Paro? V'chiyotzi et bnei Yisrael mi-Mitzrayim, and that I should take the Jews out of Egypt?" Hinei beParasha Zu, behold, in this parasha, tamua meod, it is very wondersome. Inyan Seiruvo Shel Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu's refusal l'shlichuto shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu. To God sending him. Sheta'an, Moshe's claim was, Mi anochi ki elech el paro? Who am I that I should go to Paro? V'chiyotzi et bnei Yisrael mi-Mitzrayim, and that I should take the Jews out of Egypt. V'gam la'achar she'amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and even after God answers him and tells him, Ki eyei imach, for I will be with you. V'zeh lecha ot ki anochi shlechticha, and here is the sign that I have sent you. Adayin hayam sarev, Moshe continues to refuse to be the one to take the Jews out. And even after all of God's words to Moshe Rabbeinu, Adain Bikesh, Moshe still insisted, Moshe still requested, Shlachna biyat tishlach, please send with the one that you usually send. Shekol ze tamua meod, all this is very wondersome. Ech ze kosi rev, why was he so refusal? Why was he refusing so? Ve'eftzir negetzi v'yavir tzono itbarach, and he is insistent against God's commandment and against God's will. How are we to understand this? God tells him, go. He says, no. Go, no. 7 days, it's going back and forth. Send someone else. There are other people. V'yesh mefarshim, so some explained, me'achar, shemidato shemoshe Rabbeinu haita anava, being that Moshe's trait was modesty, v'im HaKadosh Baruch Hu sholcho ligolet Yisrael, and if God is sending him to save the Jewish people, to redeem them, harei mashmout ha'davar, then what that seems to mean is, shehu ha'manhig ha'miyuchad, Goalam shel Yisrael. He is that special leader. He's supposed to redeem the Jewish people. V'chashash, and he was worried, pen yafsid midato ha'myuchedet. Maybe he's going to lose his essence. His special trait is modesty. God's telling him, you're going to be the greatest leader of all time. Save the Jews from Egypt. Moshe says that's going to wipe out me. I'm a modest. My essence is to be modest. And if I'm going to take this position, then he was worried he's going to lose that trait. So some explain that that's why Moshe refused it. But nonetheless, says the Netivot Shalom, the question remains in place. For if God tells him, that God says, my will is that you go and do this job, he should have foregone gam al zot, even this. And even after all the answers, this subject remains with great question. How is it that he refused the will of God? So too we have to explain omro, that which God tells him, the following is the sign that I have sent you. What is the concept of the sign with regard to this? Moshe never questioned whether God was sending him. Moshe didn't want to go. God says go. And then God says, and here's the sign that I'm sending you. That wasn't the question. No one was questioning whether God was sending him or not. Why is God giving him a sign? Here's the sign that I'm sending you. The only thing was that Moshe Rabbeinu was claiming it was difficult for him to go. What's the answer to this? How's God answering that when God says, and the following is the sign that I have sent you? So as usual, then Netivot Shalom sets up the questions, and then he's going to start the answers. So we'll try to read one paragraph of the answer, the beginning of the answer. I'm doing this out of rachamim for you. I'd like to think you'll be here tomorrow, but realistically I know you can't make it, so I figure we'll start the answer. So we could explain the concept, the Moshe Yada, that Moshe knew, she'ofen ha'geula tluya b'dargat ha'goel, that the way that the geula would play out, the way in which the redemption would ultimately play out was contingent on the level of the Redeemer. Who's going to be the messenger that's going to do it? That if the person who's sent to redeem the Jewish people will be a great person on a great level, the redemption will also be b'madriga ilait, on a high level, b'vchinat mora gadol zo gilui shchina. Going in line with the concept that great awe, God says he'll redeem the Jewish people with great awe, which is a great revelation of God's presence. Ve'ilu im ha'goel yehi adam pashut. But if the person who's sent to redeem them will be a simple person, azay gam ha'geula, then the redemption too, tiye geula shel katnut, will be a redemption that's a small redemption, migalut le'geula greida, a simple switch from being people who are in Galut to people who are in Geula. We know that when God redeems the Jewish people, God leaves potential for different levels of redemption. When we came back after being exiled with the destruction of the first temple, when we came back to rebuild the second temple, really the godly plan was that there would be great miracles. Just like when we left Egypt. We should have left Persia with miracles, we should have come back with strength and rebuilt the second temple, just like the first temple. But we didn't live up to our end of the deal. Chazal say, when it came time to come back to Israel, many people didn't come. The rabbis had to twist people's arms to come. And they could only twist the arms of the people who were at the bottom of society. So they came back with all the problematic people. But whoever had it good out in Babylon, they didn't come. And Chazal said, because of that, the whole return to Zion, the whole return and rebuilding of the second Beit HaMikdash, was reflective of the nature of the Jewish people at the time. The second temple was small. The Pasuk says in Ezra that the people who stood there and witnessed the inauguration of the second Beit HaMikdash, the youngsters were rejoicing and the older people were crying. Why were they crying? Because they remembered what a real Beit HaMikdash looked like. They remembered the first Beit HaMikdash. And they knew that this second Beit HaMikdash paled by comparison. So they were weeping. The youngsters, they didn't know what a Beit HaMikdash is. So they were rejoicing, they were singing, they were happy. The Geula is contingent on us. God says, I'll redeem you. But how will that Geula look? What will it look like? Will it be a man with a long beard and no kippah? Or will it be the man with a long beard with a kippah? Who's it going to be? That depends on where we're holding. And it depends on contingent on who's going to lead the Geula. That's the Geula is going to be reflective of the leader as well. And that was Moshe's concern. Moshe, who was the most modest of all men on the face of the earth, Savar, Moshe thought, Sheim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sholecho, if God's sending him, Et HaKatan Shebi Yisrael, the little one among the Jewish people, Harei Shotzono Yitbarach, then it must be God's will is, Sheagula Tiye Beopen Katnut, that the redemption will be on a small flame, B'madriga Pshuta Meod, on a very simple level. V'lekach Sirev Biyoter, and that's why Moshe refused, and refused, and continued to refuse. It wasn't a refusal to go at God's behest, but rather he was begging God on behalf of the Jewish people. He said, me, I'm going to be the one taking them out. If it's only me, you know what a low level that's going to be. That's not the level of redemption. So when he was refusing, he was begging, let there be a greater leader, so that the redemption will be a greater redemption. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu says to God, "Mi anochi ki elech el Paro? Who am I that I should go to Paro v'chiyotzip neisan mi mitzayim, and that I should take the Jews out of Egypt? Harei melech ani. Well, if I go, Moshe says, tiyagu lab madriga ktana. The redemption will be on a low level. Sheini maskim lezeh, and I don't agree. The redemption should be on a low level. Let there be a great redemption with a great leader. V'shlach nabiyat tishlach, please send in the one you're used to sending. Shlach nabiyat anashim gdolim, send in the hands of great people. Biyad Aaron, my brother Aaron, he's a great person. Send him to take them out of Mitzrayim. Kedei shetiyeh hageula b'madrigai la'it, so that the redemption will be on a high level. So this is the beginning, and the Zachem will continue through the week to try and understand the conversation between Moshe and Hashem in Moshe's refusal to go. So the first, the opening of the answer that the Netivot Shalom has given us is that Moshe Rabbeinu's refusal was not on a personal basis. His refusal was on behalf of the Jewish people because he felt he was on a very low level and he wanted the Geula to be at the hands of someone who was much greater so that the Geula will be a greater Geula. Now, this point, whether modesty, we say one word, we say modesty. There's really anava and there's shiflut. There is hachna'a. There are different terms within Judaism for this one general term of modesty. And Moshe Rabbeinu was anav. Was he also shfal derech, shfal koma, a person who had a lot of hachna'a? That needs its own discussion. And does anava mean that the person feels he's nothing? like the Netivot Shalom is saying. Anava means I feel like I'm the smallest of the Jews, the way he himself said. That's a discussion. That's not so simple. But he's going that direction. There's a Gemara in Sota. In the end of Sota, the Gemara says that when this great rabbi passed away, so there stopped being great rabbis who had this great trait. And when this great rabbi passed away, so he was the end of the great rabbis that had that great trait. One by one, the Mishnah and then the Gemara enumerates the different rabbis who passed away, and when they passed away, there was a switch. There were no longer people on that level. So at one point, the Gemara says, "Kshemet Rebbe batla nava." When Rebbe passed away, there ceased being great rabbis who had this awesome level of modesty. And then one of the rabbis in the Talmud disagrees. He says, "No, even though Rebbe died, there are still rabbis who have great modesty." Veha'ika ana. You see, I'm still around. That's what he says. So the question is, what's he saying? So the Rebbe from Gur, if I'm not mistaken, says on that Gemara that it's the exact opposite from the way we understand. He was so modest that he was saying, I know I'm on Rebbe's level of modesty. And if I'm still around and I'm on Rebbe's level of modesty, so there are myriads of people who are on this level. Because if I'm there, so certainly there are so many others who are also there. That's all right. The Gra says in the Yerushalmi, we have one of the Amoraim was called Rav Anno. And when he said Va'ika Anna, he wasn't saying there's I. He was saying there's still Rav Anno. There's still the rabbi called Anna. That's what he was saying. Okay, it doesn't matter. But I'm saying that seems to go in line with this way of thinking that the Netivot Shalom is saying that Moshe's Anava was that Moshe didn't even recognize his greatness. That Moshe felt like he was the smallest of the small. He said, I'm going to redeem them. I'm the little one among the Jewish people. That's how the Netivot Shalom is going, which isn't agreed upon by all, but that's what he's saying. Yeah?
Just a second point with these